soldiers. Don't give yourselves to brutes. Men who despise you, enslave you, who regiment your lives, tell you what to do, what to think, and what to feel, who drill you, diet you, treat you like cattle, use you as cannon fodder. Don't give yourselves to these unnatural men. Machine men with machine minds and machine hearts. You are not machines. You are not cattle. You are men.
You want to fight?
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass. And I'm all out of bubblegum.
Welcome to the Sucker Punch Podcast with Sam and Curtis. Special guest, Curtis Hightower, a.k.a. Too Cold, Curtis Hightower. Today we're doing a special edition. It is the Game of Thrones edition. We are in, right, it's the season finale.
Season finale is coming up this week.
Right? Yeah. So what's today's date? Today is the 15th. So Sunday.
I took a test today, so yeah, I would know.
Sunday is going to be the not the season finale, the series finale. There are rumors that there may actually be extra episodes. I think those are bullshit rumors.
I think there's not going to be extra episodes, but they're working on definitively three different extensions like of the Game of Thrones, like of things, lore. Yeah. Exactly. There were supposed to be five, but there's three now.
So. Yeah. I'm eating some pizza and I'm drinking some beer. So if you hear some,
I'm not. I gotta work later. So
yeah, so do I. Anyway, so we're coming up on the series finale, and the last episode. What was it called?
The last Bells. Episode was the Bells.
The yeah. Bells, not the Run DMC song, but the Game of Thrones, and everybody. There's like five people that aren't pissed off about the episode. Super spoilers. If you haven't, I mean, I don't know who's listening to it, but if you're listening to this show and you haven't seen Game of Thrones, or you haven't seen this episode, we're going to spoil the hell out of it. Starting with Cersei lost her fucking mind. Not Cersei, Daenerys lost her fucking mind.
And that was just poor writing, though.
You know, me and you had so many debates about it. And it wasn't even really a debate. It was more like Curtis was right. And I didn't disagree with you. He was just saying, oh, you know, Daenerys and Jon Snow are going to be pitted against each other. And I was like, yeah, I know. But why are they doing that? I know trying to, and I'll say this to begin with. You write a show that's so freaking good, and it was really good, and I didn't start watching it till like last August, and I binged watched it for like 2 or 3 months and saw all 6 or 7 seasons of it. And it was so good that it's hard to sum it up in an end. Like, how do you end something so good?
Yeah, and I,
you know what I mean? I'm gonna cut him some slack. You can't please everybody.
I'm gonna cut him some slack. I am. At the same time, just because George R. R. Martin didn't finish writing the books doesn't mean that The Long Night had to end in one episode. I mean, you could have had this for 2 more seasons. Everything that they're trying to fit in,
or at least 10 episodes,
something exactly. Everything they're trying to shove in, it almost seems like they're rushing to try and condense it to a point where
just to get it done.
They're just sweeping things under the rug just to be like, hey, the kitchen's clean, and that's the only thing I don't really like about this, is things are happening too soon. You know, in season one, you know, if season one had played out this season, Ned Stark would have been beheaded in episode 3.
Right.
And that's the point. That's the point of this show. The way the show is written is to build the drama, the anticipation, the not knowing. This isn't a shock scare show.
Which kind of brings me to this point. Like, people, I've been saying that all 7 seasons, you know, some people disagree, and they bring up the point of when her brother got gold poured all over his head, and she just kind of like watched it almost with a smug look on her face, like she was glad it finally happened.
I don't see why that being an inappropriate reaction.
And it isn't even indicative of what she did in the last episode.
It's like, not because she went nuts.
Yeah, because the difference is they're like, oh no, look, I mean, look how she's used to that violence. That was like, she just looked at him and stared. That dude told her, her brother told her, I would let all of the Dothraki and their horses run you through, rape you.
Pretty exactly.
So I can have my army.
Even more than that, while she's sitting there.
He said that to her face.
While she's sitting there pregnant in front of her husband, he pulls out his sword and he says, I'll cut that baby. And it's just like, what do you expect? What do you expect? How much emotion? You know, of course, any woman, I mean, of course, she's slight. The only reason she's not showing any emotion is because she is slightly conflicted. It's because she is like, dang, that was my brother. But at the same time, she's just like, you just had a sword pointed to my unborn child.
Yeah, to my belly, to the guy that you sold me to for an army and said, let them all rape you if I could get what
I
want.
And so part, the only reason that it's like a, you know, like it's just like -1 × 1. You know, it's just you end up with just, oh God, that was probably a horrible math analogy, but you end up with nothing.
Right.
You know, like these negatives, they cancel each other out. You know, she's not going to show more positive emotion or negative emotion in that kind of situation. Well, and I thought that was just ridiculous to compare it to what happened last episode.
You can't compare that happening to how callous she acted towards the innocent women and children. I
apologize about my math reference, but yeah.
It's all right, man.
Well, remember in season 6, Drogon killed some farm child, and a guy came to Meereen with the bones of his innocent girl, and she locked her dragons up.
I know. You know what I mean?
She locked her dragons up. Absolutely. They're just destroying her character because they want to get it over. They really could do.
She stopped women from being raped by her own men. She burned the Kalals, what do they call them?
The Great Khals.
Great Khals, because they trapped her in that room and they were being brutes and they were talking about raping her.
And she's all right, bet if you can get past the wall of flames, you can get gone ahead.
And she turned all those people. She married one of the slave owners, or the master's son.
Yeah.
When she didn't care about that city too much, and she definitely didn't care about the masters because they were crucifying children on the road, and she did the right thing and tried to make peace. Did it work out? No, not necessarily, but she left that city alive.
What she did do was she showed a great amount of sacrifice, you know, a great amount of just selflessness. And it doesn't make sense for a character who's had a history of selflessness. Most selfless people are almost viewed as almost cowardly to a certain degree. And most selfless people, when their back is against the wall, regardless of their anger, if they don't want to go against their core values, will almost relinquish whatever power that they have.
Not only that, it's that her whole character arc was that, and Jorah said it so much. So it's like people say, well, she lost Jorah and everything. All those guys, all those advisors that she lost, all they were ever telling her was, the reason these people are following you is not because of your dragons or anything. It's because they love you.
They love you, exactly.
Because of your benevolence.
Like, you are a symbol.
Right. And she could have shown the North that. And all she was really battling against was, like, the North. Think about all the realms that they're... that were already behind her. She pretty much had everybody on
the
other side.
She had Dorne already.
All those places.
The Vale was with the North, so the Vale. The Riverlands were pretty much demolished at the same time. But the only people she even had beef with
was... Nobody was really going to go against her.
The Stormlands had no encumbered overlord, and the Lannisters were the only people that they really had beef with. No, you're right. Yeah. Like, nobody was really going to...
Yeah, it was really just Sansa and some of the Northmen. Really, that's all it was. And their king, Jon Snow, was like, yo, man, I ain't having this. This is my queen, and this is your queen. You may not like it, but it is what it is.
Yeah, this is the way it goes.
And that's why it bothers me, because it's like, even Jon Snow with the whole, like, oh, man, he should have made out with her. He should have made out with her, and he should have just married her. And everyone's like, yeah, but it was his honor. It's like, first of all, they already did the deed.
They already got that. You can't take it back.
You can't run that back. And don't tell me that, come on. You're going to hit that again. First of all, she's beautiful. She still got one dragon. You could fly away.
He's just going to Kevin Gates all that.
Come
shit.
On, man. Please.
He's going Kevin Gates
all of a sudden,
all.
You're
going
to stop.
She's my cousin. I don't even care.
You know what I mean?
I don't know, man.
But
I don't
more
know.
Than that, it's like, it's not okay.
With everything
you
on
could
the
still
line.
Be, you could still be a king that has his concubines and a queen that has her
yeah,
concubines.
You could eat
like,
yeah.
And just be like, look, we just got married to appease
like,
the people,
look, we had
just
to finish,
like she
yeah.
did.
We have to finish
in Marine.
Well, yeah, we got to deal with this. It is what it is. I may not like it, but you know, if I and then this thing, when you're a king, you can have a you know, like a female on the side, and it is what it is. You know,
yeah. And then it would have been okay. Nobody yeah. would even
Ain't
care.
Nobody gonna say nothing.
Nobody's gonna say nothing. Yeah. What are they gonna say to you when you and
dragon.
The queen got a dragon?
Yeah.
And you're probably gonna come across a couple of other dragons.
And you're the best that fighter in Westeros as it is. Everybody you ever come up against, you kill them.
You
all.
Were resurrected. From the dead. What are
yeah.
they gonna say
to you? Nothing.
Nothing. Oh, you've been screwing your aunt. What did you say? Say that two times.
Come
I'm nice yeah. enough to pretend you didn't say that once.
Rhaegal, where's my dragon? Hold on. Someone's
Dracarys.
Being mouthy. Yeah, someone's being or Dracarys. I agree
crazy.
With. I do agree with that though. I think you know, like there's a part of John, and that's what I feel like they're making the drama out of because John understands the risks. He understands how serious this is,
and he should have just
and he
done it.
Just done it.
Just like. He bent the knee when he didn't want to.
It's like, bro,
just
you
like
know
he,
how crazy females are. Just do it. Make her happy. Leave it. And just leave after that. As long as she's happy and you're out of the room, she's fine.
Yeah, happy
she's
wife.
Fine,
happy
life.
Seven rounds.
She's happy seven rounds. Just get it done. Make
Come
her
on.
Happy. And then just
it's
leave.
Like,
live her
talk
to her
about taking,
devices,
you know,
bro.
Somebody put that meme. Talk about taking one for the team. Take
exactly.
one for the
seven kingdoms,
rounds, man.
Man.
What
like, what's wrong with you, bro?
Some bullshit. You know it would have happened. Anyway.
John says, my God. She's my aunt. I know you better go take your little ignorant
you
brown haired ass in there. Go on in there and get your arm with your aunt now.
It's not like she's been trying to take advantage of you.
Then not at all. She came there and saved your ass. You better go in there and get it on with her after she brought her dragons north of the wall.
So with that said, Daenerys loses her mind and incinerates all the things that people are saying about why it made sense and this was kind of written on the wall. Like your friend said that on there. He's like, oh, you saw it coming. First of all, I did see it coming. It wasn't like this was a surprise. I would say that I didn't necessarily see her incinerating innocent women and children and citizens.
I saw her doing that to her enemies where people are looking
yeah,
at her.
Yeah, no,
like,
I saw the division that I still didn't agree with between her and John. I didn't think it was a logical division. You know, it to me, that's the way the writers wrote it. That's the way whatever Martin wanted it, but... You know, I'm just like, you didn't...
I don't even know if George R.R. Martin wanted it that
Well, they
way.
Just said that he gave them the outline and, you know, this is how this ends and everything. All that said, right, not to push this along too quickly, but all that said, I wasn't happy with the fact that she ended up being, you know, just going batshit crazy and incinerating. I mean, it wasn't like she went like, oh, you know what? I'm going to kill about 1,000 of these folks. And just passes, you know,
on the way
passes.
To the Red King.
Yeah, around so. The way to the Red King, just like, and
like,
just
oh,
goes straight up the
sorry,
king.
Guys. Not, my
you
bad.
Y'all better
secretly,
part like the Red Sea.
Yeah, move or you're going to get hurt, you
get
know?
Get out the way. They could have played ludicrous.
Like, she
there.
Went on like a targeting spree.
No, she was doing, she went at it for like, what, 20 minutes?
Yeah.
Just
she was making rounds.
It was like grid
was,
pattern. I'm on my way to the Red Keep, but first let me stop by you
Thunderbird
know,
raises,
First Street.
Like,
what was that one street they talk about all the time?
Flea Bottom.
Flea Bottom's gonna get it. All
yeah,
these places
man.
Gonna get
Every,
it.
All the King's Landing crazy. Got it, man.
Flea Bottom,
Sword Tower, man. The Dragon Tower, man. I know all of these places by
That's
the way.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
But so all that happens, I thought it was ridiculous.
I thought it was ridiculous.
I could
accept
it.
They ruined I can accept it. I can deal with it because it's the way the writers wrote it, but it makes no sense to Daenerys' character. And I hope that she has something that's able to redeem her character. I don't know if anything can at this point.
No,
though.
But you know what I would like? You know what I mean? Because we all are going to say, well, you know, she's dead now. That's it. But it would be cool. I would actually be cool with she destroys all of that. I don't know. She's going to have to kill John. You know, it'd be crazy if she tries to kill John with the dragon and John can't be burnt either.
That's I've read that actually. Some people are thinking that maybe possibly he also can't be burned.
That'd be
he's that much of the blood
fucking
of the dragon.
Dope, man. But anyway, but here's my point. Because he is a male Targaryen, straight from a male Targaryen. Who knows? I don't know. I mean, there's, but her brother got burnt.
Yeah.
I mean, you would imagine, can she?
But she even said, you know, he was no dragon.
That's true. Jon Snow's a dragon if there ever was one. You know, he might be like, yo, I'm not used to riding dragons, but he got used to it pretty quick. He
figured that shit out.
That would be cool. But I'd be cool with if they actually still make her queen and she runs it. Just because it's not the happy ending we want. And that's why I'm like, you know, I don't like it. I'm not happy with it. But I do like endings that aren't so happy.
Speaking about endings that aren't so happy.
I know. This is where I was going to go.
Go ahead.
You talking about Cersei?
Yeah.
You talking about fucking Jaime?
Yeah.
You talking about this freaking pirate?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Talking about endings. That,
this is my whole, this was like the segue. It's like, I could accept all that, even though it was, I like Daenerys and they're kind of turning us against her. Unless you're like these crazy people like, no, you know what I mean? You still have, you know, you have to take over a kingdom and there's going to be violence. You don't have to incinerate women and children. There's a difference between, they could have strung Cersei up and done the worst things to her and I would have been like, yep. Yeah.
Well, okay. What she should have done was just fly to the Red Keep, burn that fucker down.
Even if the people in the Red Keep died, be like, that was Cersei's fault.
Mm-hmm.
She thought she was going to be use them as human shields. Well, then they should have not went in there with her like these other ones. But
I
agree. She burned everybody. But with that said, going back to this insanity, and I think it is pure insanity that they allowed Jaime and Cersei to die in each other's arms. The only way you should die in each other's arms is if
Jaime
they
stabbed her.
No, if they ripped Jaime's arms off and then ripped off Cersei's arms and then swapped arms with each other and be like, oh, look, you get to die in each other's arms.
What I expected.
And I got a perfect alternate ending. I got such a good, like, we should do a fan-made alternate ending. And
I'm down.
Everyone would be like, that was genius.
I'm down.
You say what you're going to say, and I'm going to say it, and it's going to be great.
What I think, it was very unimpactful the way that Jaime and Cersei passed. You know, especially, I mean, I was hoping against my better judgment that Jaime had changed before he left Cersei in season 7 to go north, to go up north and fight against the Night's King and the Long Night, but I was very much wrong. You know, and what I expected to happen was for Jaime to go there, leave Brienne, hopefully pregnant with the last Lannister child,
that'd be crazy.
I know. That's partly what I still think is going to happen since they both died.
He'd be the only good, or she'd be the only good. Because think about it, if Jaime and Brienne had a baby, that would be like one freaking crazy awesome baby.
Yeah, crazy awesome.
Because it's a big old woman.
Yeah,
and he's a big old dude.
They're a good fighter.
Badass knights. Both knights. Like, you're actually the child of two knights. One happened to be a woman.
Mm-hmm.
That's
the first woman
intense.
Knight. The first woman knight in West. The first recorded woman knight.
You're the son or daughter. Because regardless of whichever one
matter,
it was,
yeah.
It wouldn't matter. That would be like, that could be a whole new story.
You got to read Fire and Blood in the Kingsguard of the first. You got to read it. It's so great. But I just thought it was so anticlimactic the way that Jaime and Cersei passed. I thought that if Jaime went down to King's Landing, he did it with the intention of knowing that he had to end Cersei. You know, and I expected him to, you know, if they were going to die in each other's arms, what I expected was him to actually kill Cersei. And Cersei almost looked at him like, why? And he looks at her like, I love you, but
yeah,
we both know what you are.
Yeah. But he would have been killing her after her loss.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It wouldn't
unless
matter.
He got there. Yeah. Unless he got there sooner. Here's what I saw and what I thought. Here's my beautiful alternate ending. So first of all, going back to like season 1, when Ned is the Hand of the King before he's beheaded, you have Arya as a very little girl. And I was watching some of it yesterday. And I've been saying that she used this passage to escape, but I'm not sure that she did. I'd have to watch a lot more episodes to confirm that, but I'm not sure that she did. But she did know about the tombs where they kept the skulls of the dragons, and she would go down there frequently, at least a couple times. You know what I mean? So it stands to reason that she knew about the escape route there. I did think that she escaped through there to get out of King's Landing before, but I think she got out with the Night's Watch guy that came as a recruiter.
And ended up taking how, the rest. That's how he got her out. Yeah.
Right. But the thing is she knew about that place. She knew about it. And it was a place that has been used frequently in the show, or at least a couple times, by Arya, and then Tyrion went to go meet with Bronn and Jaime, and you know, all those things. And when the Hound and Arya say goodbye to each other, and Arya kind of lets go of the grudge, or lets go of the vendetta that she has for Cersei, because the Hound is like, listen, you're going to die here today. Don't die here.
Like, I know what I'm going to do.
Yeah, this is my road. This isn't yours. It doesn't have to be. They're standing right where Cersei and Jaime reunite. That's where Arya is in episode 6, right? Or 5?
Yeah.
It's right there. So then Arya leaves, and Arya knows that the place is burning down. This place is falling apart. The whole city is almost in ruins, or is in ruins already. Or becoming more ruined as by the second.
A lot of ruin.
It's all ruined. All right. So if you know about an underground passage, and you're Arya or any person, and you know that I need to get out of the city, why in the world would you use any other route but that underground passage?
The only thing I can think of is she may not have wanted to be trapped underground, but I see what you mean.
But you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's like it would have been the quickest way to get to bypass all of the chaos. But not only would it have been the quickest way to bypass all of the chaos, but as a writer, and in the writer's standpoint, it would have been the perfect way to have her cross paths with Cersei and Jaime, because they end up going through that passage. And then when she's down there trying to get out, and you know, somebody said, yeah, but the passageway was blocked off because of the rubble. And I was like, yeah, because they wrote it that way, fool. Like, just don't write in, and the passageways are blocked off. The passageway is clear. This guy was like, literally, he's like, but she couldn't get out, Sam. The passageways were blocked. I was like, yeah, it's fiction.
They destroyed Daenerys' character, too. Like, they ruined her.
Just how about write it in there that the passage was
have it
there.
Not be that way.
Yeah. So anyway, she meets them down there. She takes out, and I was like, wouldn't it have been cool if she does one of those slides between Jamie's legs thing and like cuts his Achilles tendons and has him fall? So he's incapacitated. He's already been stabbed twice. It would have been easy to defeat him for her.
Yeah.
But not only defeat him, I don't want him to die yet. I want him to watch her
kill Cersei.
Kill Cersei, but by way of Caesarian section, a C-section. Like, what if she gut her because of what they did to Rob's wife at the Red Wedding? Her baby falls out, and because this is fiction and this is gory, my first idea was she just gets to kill her. But I was like, what if, because she was already, how pregnant was she? She wasn't like almost coming to
she
term.
Was, no. She was maybe.
It would have been cool.
Like, maybe like 4 months pregnant.
It would have been cool if she was coming to term, because then she could have like cut the baby out, and while Cersei slowly dies, the baby starts crying. And Arya walks away with her baby. Oh, wouldn't that have been crazy?
But what was Arya going to do with a baby? That would have been a crazy ending.
Well, because she couldn't kill the baby.
That would have been a crazy ending. Yes, that would have been crazy.
But regardless, just kill Cersei under the Red Keep.
It's like Old Man Logan.
Oh, it would have been great. It would. Old Man Logan is a great movie. But it would have been great.
No,
to
no.
Me,
you read the comic yet?
Oh, yeah. No, I saw the movie.
Sorry.
But I mean, it would have been better if they end up meeting under there. Not only would it have been better, it would have been more logical.
Well, it
would
have been better.
Why would someone who knows about the underground passage decide to run
to the surface streets
through the burning town? Why would you do that if you knew there was an underground passage?
Now, what I also I just thought it was messed up that she faced no consequences.
No consequence. You got to die in the arms of your lover, your twin brother lover.
No consequences. That's
bananas.
And some people don't face consequences, but
I'm hoping she's not dead. Like, it seems ridiculous to think that she's not dead, but it's like, what if she kind of survived under the rubble kind of thing? And they start going through. I don't know how that's possible. I know. That's ridiculous.
It would have been Jamie.
Jamie's already been stabbed twice. But you know what I'm saying? Like, what if there was a way? Because I can't believe they killed Cersei off like that. I cannot believe
it. I can't either. It was just so, and it, yeah, it was just, I didn't like that either.
It's crazy. It's crazy that they left it like that, man. Absolutely bananas.
It really is. It really is. It's been, like, no consequences. I liked the fight between the Mountain and the Hound.
That was great.
That was a good little fight. Everything just seems so rushed now at this point.
They did a good job with the Hound.
They did. They spent a lot of money on CGI and not enough on the story, though.
It's just weird. It's weird. And again, you know, I mean, there's a lot of movies out there that are so good, and the ending really was hard for them to sum up and put together. And I think that's what they ran into here. Is just, and you know, some people will be like, nah, that's just your opinion. And it is just my opinion.
Could have taken another season to figure it out. And I mean, no one's going to get tired of this period in history of Westeros.
Yeah, maybe they're rushing to finish it because they're going to go start Star Wars. Oh, it's been confirmed, as far as I know, that the writers of Game of Thrones are going to do Star Wars. No, first of all, I'm going to be, I was happy when I heard, dang it, I forgot his name. That's how happy I was. Abrams. When J.J. Abrams was given Star Wars, I was like, what? That's going to be great. But I don't think he's done that great of a job with it. And
Abrams doesn't really... J.J. Abrams hasn't really... He's good at presenting what a movie should be, but he's not good at the movie.
It's just weird. I thought he would do a better job of it, but he really went against the entire character arc of Luke Skywalker in that second movie. But look, this isn't a Star Wars podcast. Not today, it isn't.
I honestly didn't like the first new movie so much. I haven't even seen the second one or the third one.
Wait, there's only two.
Then there's going to be another one.
There is going to be a third. Yeah.
So I haven't even seen that. But either way, to Game of Thrones. What I hope the spinoffs include my favorite family in Game of Thrones history. Oh, sorry. I hope that the new spinoffs, the new series, includes my favorite families from Game of Thrones history and lore. There are two of them: House Dane of Dorne and House Dane of Starfall, and House Blackfyre, a bastard line of House Targaryen, fathered by Aegon the Unworthy, and I forget which mistress it was. But him and Bittersteel created the Golden Company, and they really did a disservice to every almost foreign army and or people in the show. I believe they did a disservice to the Dothraki. They did a very great disservice to the Unsullied. Dorne was destroyed in like one day. You know, anyone that had kind of like a brown skin tone in this show was kind of thrown away fairly quickly, do you know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
You know, and that's just me personally, my personal opinion. That's one thing I didn't like, but I love the idea that George R. R. Martin brings, and I really think that if done equally, you know, so if you read up on some of his other works where he explains the world of Game of Thrones, the Summer Isles, where people always raid and get slaves from, can actually form a kingdom that can be competitive in war with Westeros, but they're just not like that necessarily. You know, if you actually made a lot of these different people and a lot of these different regions more equal, you know, we may not have the kind of, you know, internal conflicts we do necessarily, because, you know, there'd be more outside threats, but I think it would have just been a little bit more of an even, you know, kind of, I guess you could say racial playing board.
Yeah. Well, you know,
And that's just mm-hmm. my opinion. I love the show. I really love the show, and I love the concepts a lot, but it just really kind of seems like, because with the Golden Company, they show up, they're supposed to be menacing, and boom, they're
gone. It was also crazy, like, I thought it would be a bigger, like a better battle, you know?
It wasn't a battle.
And it wasn't. It was literally just an Nothing. Onslaught. And like, even, you know, I was worried for Daenerys and her dragon. They had so many, what were they called? The scorpions?
The scorpions, yeah.
They had so many, and she took them out with ease. Like, not like relative ease, with complete ease. Like, the ground troops barely did anything.
Anything, yeah.
They were really just picking apart the scraps. She went and incinerated. She did everything. Everything. It's weird. And you know what? Which brings me to Bran.
I don't even want to talk about him.
I don't even talk about him. I was like, hold up a second. I need to see The Long Night, because I go, okay, I guess what Bran was there for was to give Arya the knife.
And yeah,
that was about
that was his only point.
That was his only thing, and he's kind of like a guy who, like, he's a watcher who's like, hey, why don't you take this knife real quick?
And then that's seriously, it. And that's the worst. You could brand. Use this for it, what? Just take it. Just fucking tell it. Me something,
you
bro.
You need it more than I do.
Give it to me, man. What's your problem, guy?
And then he's like, I got to go now. And he rolls his eyes back. He wargs into a bunch of crows. For what? It's not like he came back and said, oh, they're coming. Places, everyone. Places.
we got 7,000 coming from the south.
He didn't say
the northeast wall needs to be protected. He didn't do nothing.
He didn't do anything.
Even after that, he hasn't done anything. And that's where I feel like there are
Especially
just so many.
He's the kind of guy who has, like, all the info. Like, he could have said, hey,
probably not a good idea.
Here's a little side note. Daenerys is gonna burn everything down.
Just a little.
You might want to, like, kill her a little.
Yeah,
bit
you might want to just get it all.
Like,
her.
Just go. Hey, yeah, just we're good. Like, you could
pretend,
like,
she's someone else.
He could have even done that. He could have even done. Like, come on, John. You never lied to a girl before.
Yeah,
If the greatest flaw Jon Snow has is, like, you are not a ladies' man at all, fucking moron. Fell him in love with the first pussy you got, and then you go and you couldn't even fuck your aunt. What kind of a man are you?
What is wrong with you?
Take one for the team and just fuck your aunt.
I mean, she'd have to. She would have to have a dragon. She'd have to have a dragon. She would have to have two or three.
If Brian would have just at least said, hey, look, John, look, she's going to ask you something up in her room and you're going to pull away. You're going to want to. You're going to want to stop kissing her. Don't stop kissing her. Keep this going until the war is over.
Like, John, let me
and
just
make decisions later.
Like, just John, just let
just
me tell you something.
Do it later.
She's going to come on to you. Just be a victim today. Okay? Just be a victim. Just get it on and then leave. Walk away. Just walk away. She'll need to sleep anyway. It'll be fine. You know, I just didn't. It's not like you don't know she's crazy. It's not like you don't know she's not crazy. It's not like you don't know. It's not like you didn't just watch her burn some bitch out on her porch of her house. She killed Varys on the porch of her house, and John even looks at her. I just no. I'll do what you need me to do.
I thought John was gonna be the executioner.
Oh, did you see? I saw it was an article. Did you notice in the beginning of the episode, last episode, the girl comes in, little Martha, and she goes,
oh, with Varys?
Mm-hmm. She goes, the queen isn't eating. And he goes, we'll try again at supper. He was trying to poison her. And he says, Martha goes, I think they're watching me. And he goes, who? She goes, the queen's soldiers, because she's tampering with the food.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I can't believe I didn't catch
I didn't catch
also, somebody was telling me that Varys was writing, if you notice, he was writing a lot of notes. So he's sending the word out to a bunch of people that Jon is
the true heir.
The true heir.
Hopefully.
No, that's, I mean, when the guy told me that, I was like, oh, that's right. He sat there because he was writing one note at the beginning. Then he talked to the girl. And then I think he went somewhere and talked to some, and then they come to get him. And he's finishing another note. Yeah. He's finishing. Well, yeah, he burns whatever note he was writing. But I think it was like multiple notes that he was sending out. But yeah, that little girl was trying to poison her. Maybe the little girl ends up poisoning her.
I doubt that.
She's going to eat.
That little girl's dead, man.
Daenerys? No, I don't think she's dead.
Are you serious? Other little girls are dead. As soon as she finds out that little girl was working for Varys,
I don't think she did that. Man, you know what? If she's just killing up little girls, come on.
She's killing up little girls, big girls, small girls, tall girls. I blame that on John. She's calling all girls.
John, but it's stupid.
John did. That is John's fault, man. All you had to do was do what men have been doing to women for thousands of years.
Be like, yeah, we're good, honey.
Like, seriously. And you didn't even know.
If she's a...
You didn't have no problem when you didn't know. You had no problem when you didn't see no family resemblance. No, don't get me wrong. That should be an issue after you find out. But when she got three dragons and is ready to kill the entire realm, man, you know, sometimes you just got to Kevin Gates this shit.
It's crazy. So apparently, for our listeners, Kevin Gates is sleeping with his cousin, apparently.
I saw something. It was some kind of story where he was talking about hooking up with his cousin and finding out that it was his cousin or something. Like, I don't know if it was fake or not, but I know it was. You can Google it and find it. I know that. Yeah, but it was pretty funny. When I read it, I couldn't stop laughing about it. I couldn't stop laughing. I thought it was hilarious. But yeah, I mean, I don't advocate sleeping with your aunt or anything like that, but Jesus Christ, man.
Do we have to clarify that, audience?
No, I'm just saying, are man, we, like, God.
Are y'all insinuating that you condone incest? No, man, it's fiction. I'm just saying,
two fire-breathing ass dragons. If I was John
and I already had hooked up with my aunt, I kind of look past it a little bit because it's not like, it's just different.
Especially
it's not like
if she's crazy.
His like 60-year-old aunt. Like my aunts are like in their 60s and 70s. That's not cool. But this is different. They all are like the same age aunt.
Yeah. Yeah. He was born the same time. He was born before Daenerys was, actually.
Oh, was he? You see? Yeah. And I also, I mean, I guess, you know, like I argued with myself. It's like, also, you want to kill your brother's son, but then, you know, brothers have killed each other over a throne before. Wow, so.
Brothers have killed each other over far, far less, you know, yeah. But still, it's just, you know, that,
you know, like you think she, and to her credit, she was trying to make it right with John. John's just dumb. John is dumb when it comes to women. Like I said before,
he's stupid when he comes to his sister.
That's gonna be my little soundbite that I'm gonna put out there.
He's stupid when he comes to his sister, to his cousin Sansa. I will say that. I wouldn't tell Sansa shit. I'd be talking to Arya and Bran. Sansa comes up. What are we talking about? Nothing. 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 Anyway, the picnic starts at 12.
Yeah. Like, we don't have time for a picnic.
You know, like
there's not enough provisions for the army. They're weary.
Like, John, you can trust me, Sansa, bitch. We've talked about this. Don't spend too much time
with Ramsay and Littlefinger.
Like, Sansa, don't touch me. We know who you are. We know how you are, bitch. Can't tell you nothing. No. I'd be dead if my father, if your father had told your mother anything. I'd be dead.
Hey, on a side note, was he called Littlefinger because he had a little dick?
No. Oh. He was called, okay, do you want to know why he's called Littlefinger?
Yeah.
So House Baelish is an ancient house from Braavos, and it came over after what was it? Yeah, it was
Braavos is some dope people, man. No, the Rhoynar, swordsmen came in.
Hold on, the first men. The first men, the Rhoynar, and the Andals. Yes. Okay. So the Andals took the Vale. That was the first kingdom they conquered when they came over from Essos, the Andals. They came and they took the Vale. And that's House Aaron is of Andal descent. House Royce is from first men descent. That's why they're one of the, you know, they're a high lord over there, but they were the king. They were one of the kings over in the Vale before.
This is leading to why he's called Littlefinger.
Yes, it is. before the Andals came over. So Littlefinger's grandfather came over from, Peter Baelish's grandfather came over from Braavos. He was a sellsword. He served the house that he was with so faithfully, they granted him the smallest lordship and the smallest lands on the fingers in the Vale, which is, it looks like three little fingers, like three little, you know, digits reaching out.
Oh, okay.
So they call it the fingers. And Peter Baelish was really small. So as a nickname, everyone used to call him Littlefinger. Because he's like little runt. And Lord of the Fingers, which is the most undesirable piece of land in all the Vale.
Yeah.
You know, so they called him Littlefinger.
All right. Well, everybody, with that said, now that you know why Littlefinger was called Littlefinger, I was very glad to see him go.
Yeah, I was too.
And he went well. Better than Cersei.
Yeah, God. There's a lot more satisfaction with
to
that.
To sum it up, when it comes down to it, I'm not as outraged as everybody else. I didn't think that it was written well to turn Daenerys into a
cold-blooded killing.
Yeah, because people are like, oh, you know, I mean, what she was literally incinerating children out there.
Innocence, completely innocent people. People didn't do nothing to her.
Yeah, just, you know, peasants or whatever. But like there was children out there just being incinerated. And I don't think that was written into her character. Not one single bit in any part of this series. But more than that, for Cersei to get off with dying in the arms of her of Jaime, I think that was horrible writing. The worst way to put her out. It's horrible. Think of all the things she did. All of them.
Oh, I know. She just gets away. The worst thing that ever happened to her was that Walk of Atonement. That was the worst thing that happened to her in the entire series.
And you know, the daughter. But that was after her family raped and murdered the daughter of Dorne. Her daughter in Dorne got poisoned.
Her daughter in Dorne got poisoned, yeah.
That was probably one of the, that's it.
That was probably one of the worst. I mean,
I know, what else?
Like, her I mean, son I mean, killed worst herself things that happened to like her.
Yeah,
like
I know.
Things that actually happened to her. Yeah. Like these, like Marcella dying was someone else's choice. Tommen killing himself was his own choice.
Yeah, but that was her fault.
It was her fault, but it was his choice. Now, doesn't make her not responsible for it, but the worst thing that's ever happened to her that smacked her across the face was because she's done that before. She's justified. Remember, she said Tommen betrayed us.
Yeah, she's
she justifies these things all the time. She's a classic manipulator. She's able to justify.
She's a horrible, like.
So the worst thing like that
Jaime
I think.
Said, She's a hateful person.
And I am too. That's what he said. Not me, Jaime. But but that's part of it. You know, when I think of things that have actually happened to her in the show, the worst thing that's happened is her Walk of Atonement and Robert slapping the shit out of her in season one.
Oh, that was good.
He should have done that more often.
Should beat her regularly.
I also don't advocate hitting women, but
I advocate beating Cersei.
That's not a woman.
That's not a woman.
Tear her ass up, man.
Just because she has a vagina, she does not identify as a woman.
It's so crazy. It is. It's hard for me to look at Lena Headey. I don't even know how to say her name. Her as a person and not be like, oh, you bitch.
Yeah.
Like it's
and
hard.
And we said that before, and I said, you know, honestly, that's a credit to her acting. Like she does such a good job. Like I heard she gets paid $500,000 an episode, right? And not in this last episode, but the episode before, she was barely in it, and all she did was have like that fucking smug look on her face. She does so well. It's the best smug look in the world. I actually would like to meet her just to see what kind of person she really is.
I bet she's nice. I bet she's actually
like it would
a really
be cool
nice
to see that. Like you know to see like a fun side of her. You know, in a way, because she's so horrible in that show and does such a great job.
You want to do me a favor?
Yeah.
Look up and see if Lena Headey and Bronn were previously married. I think they were. The actors. Because I read something that said they refused to do any scenes together in Game of Thrones.
No, I heard that they were involved.
Like they refused to do any. The breakup was so bad that they refused to do any scenes together.
I don't know. We'll have to confirm that on our next episode of Sucker Punch Podcast Game of Thrones Edition.
Fair enough for
Jeez,
me.
Did I just mess
Thank
with
you for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, it's good. If there's somebody, I don't know anybody else that knows more about Game of Thrones than you. I'm sure there are people out there.
Yeah, a bunch of people. I'm just a nerd, man. The only cool thing about me is boxing. Curtis Tuchel, Hightower. Hopefully, I'll be something else by the end of the summer. I just took a test for it today. Can't say what it is or not, but just. you know, pray for me if you can. I appreciate it.
All right, everybody. That was our episode. I hope you all enjoyed it. Check us out at my Facebook page. It's the Sucker Punch Podcast. If you go and you Google up Sucker Punch of the Week or SPOTW718, if you look up at SPOTW718, you'll find my Facebook page. Go ahead and share it, like it. Also on Instagram at thesuckerpunch.com. All right. No, wait. It's called at the Sucker Punch on Instagram. Check it out. Anyway, thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed. I'm out.